was at college. I was walking down the campus mall in one direction, and he was walking in the opposite direction. I couldn't help but notice him. He bore an amazing resemblance to John Sebastian, the affable-looking lead singer of the 60s rock group The Lovin' Spoonful. Every rock and roll fan of my generation was quite familiar with his always slightly smiling face. This person, though, looked just like him, except maybe a little younger. Someone who could pass as an older college student, I guess. After that first spotting, I couldn't help but keep noticing him around campus, though he never made eye contact. He was always looking ahead, straight ahead, with a slight smile on his face, like he was always enjoying whatever scenery happened to be in front of him. I just assumed he was another student, and maybe he was. I didn't give him a second thought until about, a year after my graduation. One day I was in a larger city, only about 20 miles away from the college I attended, and I spotted him walking through downtown in the shopping area. I remembered him from college and thought to myself, hey, it's that John Sebastian guy. Not a big surprise or anything, as we must have both migrated to the same slightly larger, slightly out-of-town city. Restless, I kept moving around in my younger working years, and wherever I would be, I would always have one close encounter with the John Sebastian look-alike guy. In one city, I was at my job looking out the window one summer day, and there he was, walking down the street. As always, he didn't notice me, but just kept gazing straight ahead with that slight smile of contentment on his face. 5 years later, I relocated to another town about 100 miles west. One fall day, I was waiting at a service station for my car to be ready, and again, I see him just casually walking down the street. I was now getting more surprised with every new encounter with this mysterious man. Years later, I swear I saw him from a distance while vacationing with my family at Mount Rushmore. Years later, having all but forgotten about this mystery traveler, my family, had relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina. After my oldest child's high school graduation, I saw him again. This time he was sitting down on a bus bench. Looking down the street, he was apparently hoping to catch his bus coming down the street. As always, he had that benign smile on his face. Years passed. My wife died. My children had all grown and had children of their own. And while quite elderly, I was still active in my retirement years and was still driving a car, even well into my 80s. With all that occupies one's life, births, loss, job demands, personal demands, and all the craziness of the outside world at large, I had not consciously thought of the mystery man for many, many decades. Later, one very dark night, I happened to pass by a cemetery while driving in my car. I saw someone standing there staring into a freshly dug grave. Yes, it was him again. This time older looking, but I could still notice who it was. I had to slow down to take a better look. This time he was not looking benignly straight ahead. He was just staring at the grave. Except this time, I finally caught his eye and he looked back at me. It almost seemed like he was expecting my arrival. There was no smile of contentment, nor was there any look of horror in his eyes. He just stared at me for a few minutes with an impassive look. A few days later, I died, and that was the grave I was buried in. If he was the Grim Reaper, then why did he make so many cameo appearances throughout my life? Maybe the Grim Reaper is not the Grim Reaper, who only shows up at the end to usher you into death. Maybe the Grim Reaper is actually the Grim Reminder, reminding us that no matter what plans and deeds we carry out through our lifetime, eventually it all must come to an end. Just like that. Or maybe the whole thing was just a very, very odd coincidence. Remember, The mysteries of the cosmos must stay in the cosmos.